Okay, y'all, so I'm going to touch on the subject, and I'm hoping I don't lose any listeners. This is just my own opinion of things, and this is my own outlook of what maybe could happen next. I don't have anybody to speak with this on with me momentarily. I have spoke to people at work. I have spoke to, people, my friends and stuff on what they think happened and if they thought it was good or bad. The question that keeps coming up is, do you believe that what happened to the Chauvin trial is justified? Now, I'm going to say that him being charged on the second and third degree, the third degree murder, the also manslaughter, him being guilty on all three accounts, I do believe that that was justified, but only because it was the unintentional. Now, if it was went through the intentional, then I would have said it was unjustified, because intentional and unintentional are completely two different things. If you're not sure what they mean, intentional is pretty much you planned out to kill this person, or you killed them specifically because you wanted to. I don't believe that's what happened here. I believe that it comes down to the education and the training. Just like they've been saying forever, on both sides, honestly. But in this part alone, I believe that it was down to he panicked because he saw the crowd. And he was so focused on what was going on around him that he ignored the fact that this man was hollering that he couldn't breathe. And whether, it was his knee that killed him or what it was, he still neglected to hear this man. He still neglected to hear that, hey, he can't breathe. You gotta get up. You gotta do something. You gotta move him. You gotta get him out. He panicked. And that comes in with the mentality. I believe that, in military, we have sergeants and lieutenants and stuff that are in your face and going on and on and on, and they're getting you under pressure, making you do these runs under pressure, and that's what creates a good soldier. So if that's how we need to create a good police officer, is put them under that pressure. Put them under the pressure that somebody's in their face screaming or somebody, put them under that and have them still do what they need to do, because we still need them to think clearly in these situations. Because most of the situations that do happen is because there's chaos and the officer panics, or he's not thinking clearly, and then he ends up regretting his decision later, or he makes that split-second decision and it's not the one that he should have made based on our opinions. But like, we none of us know what's going to happen in that moment, but that's why we need that education there so that he can clearly think of what to do in that moment. Like I've always said from the beginning, I don't believe this is a racial thing. I believe that it's literally down to education, and I believe that we need to educate communities as well as the police officers. The communities need to be educated on how to react to the police officer and how to approach him, their rights as well, what they can and can't do, instead of having this big narrative of, oh, he can't do that, da 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 da. Well, so and so says he can't do this and they can't do that. But we need to have that firm education, and if that has to start out in high schools, maybe that's something that we need to move towards, is getting that education in the high school, so that way that this can further be removed on how to act with a police officer. And the police officers, like I said, should maybe get under that stress test. Maybe that's what we need in there, in order to, when something happens, that they're able to still think clearly under that stress and all that commotion. But yes, I feel his trial was justified because it is the unintentional manslaughter, the unintentional murder. Whether it was, he didn't mean to do it, he still ended up contributing to the fact that it has taken his life. And those are my thoughts on this. I could go on day and day and day about it. But those are my basic thoughts, and like I said, I really hope that I don't lose any followers, maybe gain a couple, I'm not sure. But from my knowledge and my perspective, that's where that comes in at. He was justifiably found guilty. The verdict, I feel was a good verdict. Where we go from here, I'm not sure. We're still waiting to see what happens. If you are rioting and looting, I do not condone that. I am completely against rioting and looting. Protesting is different. It is not the same thing. If you're out here burning down buildings, you're only hurting your own community. You're only hurting yourself. You're not really making a message. Besides, we're going to tear up our own crap. That'd be like, you know, me burning my house down because I was mad at my neighbor. So that just doesn't make sense completely. And I'm not saying go burn anything down. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying go burn your neighbor's house down. Don't do that. Don't burn nothing down. I'm just saying, in perspective, rioting and looting is more of an adrenaline rush than it is somebody trying to get a point across. So you can peaceful protest all you want. You can, you know, maybe have a good time and be have that relief from this such heavy trial. You know, just have a good time. Because I do want to say that we had touched on the BLM and all of those things on one of these podcasts prior. I actually found myself so amused this week because after everything going on, it's just so hard not to, you know, notice little things that we probably wouldn't have noticed before. And I took my girls to the park and we were, you know, playing and going on. And there's this younger people that some people would say, you know, would probably be part of that. And that was me stereotyping, and I know. But that's not the point. The point is, as I'm getting to, is that this woman didn't care about white privilege. She didn't care about white supremacy. She didn't care about none of that. She was playing with all of these kids, no matter what their age was, no matter what their color was. They were all having a great time, smiling, laughing, and having fun. And that's what I don't understand. If their children can go to a playground and get along and have a great time, then how can adults not? I understand there's anger issues there. I understand there's people that's upset. But we've got to quit targeting each other. Like, there's no reason in it. Once we come together, then we can make a statement and we can move forward. But if we are sitting here fighting and going on bickering at each other's heels, we're not going to go anywhere. We can't keep blaming each other. We need to find common ground and we need to move forward. Because I am so sick of this racial thing. Everybody's like, oh, you're a redneck. You like the Civil War or the freaking rebel flag, blah, blah, blah. You're racist, da, da, da. I'm so tired of hearing that. Because you don't even know me personally. You don't know why, how I look at that flag. It may be the same way you look at BLM, or the same way that you look at LGBTQ, or the same way that you look at something that other than what somebody else agrees on. You are entitled to your own beliefs. You are entitled to your own opinion. But you are not entitled to infringe on anybody else's beliefs or opinion. If it's not the same as you, there's no point in arguing about it. You need to agree to disagree and then move on. Get over it. If, you know, Billy Bob over here doesn't like Gary because Gary's in the LGBTQ community and he has something to say about it, then, you know, you cannot change his mind simply by getting into a fight with him. It's just chaos. It's just chaotic. And just remove yourself from those situations. Remove yourself, because it's, I know the media is hard in that, but remove yourself from those situations so that way you can move forward as a person too, because it only takes one person to make that difference. And it feeds the fire to keep on and on and on, because they're like, ooh, now we're making you mad. And they're going to keep on and on and on. And I'm just walk away. Just get away from it. I mean, yeah, you want to state your opinion. You want to educate. You want to help. But in those situations, not the right time to educate anybody when they're coming at you saying you're racist and all that stuff. And you're sitting there saying, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. They've already made up their mind. Just walk away. Let them have their moment. Eventually, they'll realize, hopefully, that they were in the wrong. And if it gets confrontational, if it gets aggressive, then take matters from there. But at that point, always walk away. And it's not you being defeated or you being, you know, a pussy, as per se. It's literally you being the mature adult in that situation. But we need to come together because this country is being so divided right now. America, used to be the greatest country in the world, and now I feel like we're at the bottom. It's like having this big corporation, you know, that's all top the charts, amazing, and then you switch bosses and it goes to the ground. Because one side likes the new boss and the other side don't like the new boss, and so they both fight each other, and then the boss is saying, oh, well, it's this reason and that reason and this reason, and then everybody's just fighting. And yeah, so let's stop. Let's just have a good time. Let's relax. Let's just have a fresh breath of air that, you know, this is over with. We're not going to touch on the COVID subject. You can research that yourself. And I hope you all have a good night. I am going to get off here. I will have my sex trafficking podcast up soon. I am waiting on a friend of mine to do that. And she is ex-military and she's had some surgery, so that's why it's been lagged on that. It is together. It is ready to go. It is, you know, we've got our topics, we've got our questions, we've got our videos, we've got our, you know, our stories. But my co-host has not been able to co-host with me. So we will have that coming up shortly. I'll keep everybody on track with that. I do have a fundraiser on Facebook for the human trafficking something or another. It is on our Facebook if you want to go donate. I do not see the proceeds from that. It goes directly to them. Facebook handles all of that. All I do is help spread the awareness. And that's what we're doing in that episode, is spreading awareness of sex trafficking. And it's not to scare anybody. It's not to make anybody upset. It's not to make, you know, you hate something that you used to love, like porn, like it did ruin porn for me. But anyway, yeah. So that'll be in our next episode. And I hope you all have a great night. Thank you for joining me on Wantin' the Redneck. If you have any jokes, stories, anything that you may want to send in, maybe you have a comment, an opinion, send me anything. You can contact me at wantintheredneck@gmail.com. We are still supporting small businesses, so send me those small businesses with what you got, maybe a link to what you have. We'll be sharing that as well. And I'll get back to you as soon as possible.